I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Don't Make Me Come Back There. We are a funny podcast about family. My name is Dustin Nickerson. I'm a stand-up comedian, the host of the aforementioned podcast. And alongside me in our state-of-the-art recording studio in downtown La Mesa, California, above Public Square Coffee, it's my lovely wife, my co-host, my CFO, my overall great gal.
Hey there.
Melissa Nickerson. Looney Tunes Christmas. Love it.
Uh-huh. Yep.
I got the Looney Tunes bit working. Did I tell you about that? It's great.
I'm
not going to do it here.
I know of it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Last episode, I bored you for the first 10 minutes and you chastised me very publicly.
I know I did.
And I'm remembering that from a week ago. It was actually an hour ago in real time.
Well, I took a risk.
Yeah.
But at least it got me excited.
It did pep you up.
I don't have a filter where you're like, and off and on and off and on.
Well, we were talking about that. I'm always on, and I can turn on to, anytime we need to, and I like to. It gives me dopamine. It's a good time for me, and you cannot look past how you are currently feeling. You're a more authentic human being in that way.
Well, it's just, faking things is really hard for me. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why would I be fake? I don't know. I'm just a very intense feeler.
Yeah, so. No, I like it.
Yeah, but
Sign me up.
I do think if that was your first episode, you're like, "Whoa, Mel is so mean."
Yeah, no, you were nice the rest of the episode.
Don't usually say that.
I enjoyed it. Hey, at least we didn't interrupt each other, though. That's what really matters.
That's what we're doing here.
Yeah, guys, if you haven't already taken the time to give us a review on our pod, we'd really appreciate that. Mm-hmm. Patreon Zoom's coming up at the end of the month. Check that out.
29th.
I'll be in Phoenix, Arizona at that time. Mel will be in San Diego, California. We'll be zooming.
Last Zoom of the year.
Last Zoom of the year. Mm-hmm. The final Zoom. The final Zoom down. Ba-da-da-da. Oh, now you're musically going places with me?
I'm doing it.
Welcome to the podcast, Melissa.
Thank you.
It's a two-episode day. We're always a little looser, a little loosier, a little goosier. A little more local, a little more yokel.
Local yokel.
Local yokel is a phrase. I think. Maybe it was just something that Butch said.
I've never heard it until you said it today.
Local yokel.
I like it. I thought it was a comic phrase, but this is just a phrase.
Maybe. Still here?
Internet's like, what?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Local yokel meaning?
Thank you.
Yeah.
Invention?
Yeah. The work of this? Yokel, a country person with a little education or experience. Oh. Okay, so, I guess it's a little meaner. This is why Butch would have probably said it. This is probably how they describe some of their hometown foes. Like, just a local yokel. Okay. All right.
Wow.
Well.
Okay. It's
got anyways.
A negative connotation.
Yeah. It's got a lot of nice ring to it.
Just
but
derogatory terms.
Yeah. Okay. Well, now I feel bad. But anyways, thanks for watching me on The Tonight Show, everybody. Hope that went well.
Mm-hmm.
This is the second time now that I've talked about it publicly before it's happened, because we talked about it on Santino's pod too, which I think is out now. You can listen to my episode of Whiskey Ginger. We spend a good amount of time talking about the delicacy of my last name. which comes up mm-hmm. from time to time. Mm-hmm. But there's enough pressure on it now, or like talking about it now and then talking about it on his pod, that I'm like, man, I really hope this goes well.
Yeah, because you built it up.
Because this,
yeah.
if it, well, and it, that I've talked about it at all,
publicly.
Because if I bomb
yeah.
or it's so bad, they have to take it off air and be like, what happened? So fingers crossed that went well. But I hope you had a good time in New York, Mel.
I hope so, too.
Yeah.
It's coming up.
It's very, it's the holiday season. In theory, I mean, what time is it right now? It's
today is Tuesday.
Yeah, so my call time is in a week from now.
Yep.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyways, and I'm sure in January's episode, we'll do a big Dustin's Comedy Corner about how that happened.
Absolutely.
And I'll tell you how I bombed on late night. But if, you know, if you bomb so hard, Jimmy doesn't laugh.
Then you've done something wrong.
It's a bad bomb. Mm-hmm. So thanks for coming out to Spokane shows. They already look great, so I'm assuming they're just going to keep looking better and that they go well. A couple weeks, I'm going to be in Phoenix, 27th through 29th of December. January is the first week is San Diego, 5 shows there. Then we go to Indy, Denver, St. Louis, Columbia, Missouri, Toronto, Canada, Ontario, Canada. Santa Cruz, Petaluma, Berkeley, Eugene, Brea, Pottstown, PA, Stamford, Connecticut.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the ones. Providence, Rhode Island on sale soon. Lexington, Kentucky on sale soon.
It's great.
It's all happening. I don't know what I'm going to do next summer. People got to give me... Oh, my agents don't listen to this, but it's time to fill up summer, guys.
Yeah? You sweating it?
No, well, you know, everyone... Here's the thing about our industry. Everyone shuts down at Thanksgiving. They're just yep. like, you know, it's the holidays. And you're like, hey, man, everybody else is still working.
Well, they're working if you're, like, selling arenas.
They're working if I have a Christmas variety special coming out.
And a special.
Yeah, yeah. Nate's reps are working.
And that's what they're working on.
That's what they're working on.
And so anyone kind of under that.
Yeah.
This used to happen to you with when you were booking your own clubs.
Mm-hmm.
Just radio silence.
Radio silence.
They're taking time off.
Because they're like,
they're dealing with bigger acts.
Because they're like, hey, Taylor's going to do a run of club plays. And you're like, yeah, you should do that. But I'm out here. I'm like, hey, I need my Richmond Funny Bone date. And they're like, yeah, we'll get to you eventually. So it's not that they're not working. It's that I'm not big enough.
And sometimes you just.
That's nice.
You can't secure people at your level too far out.
Yeah.
They're like, I got to get.
It's not a priority. They're like, if I book you now, I'm just going to move you. So,
I feel fine about the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no dates.
The fall is.
I guess I have some with Tay.
You do.
Fall.
Yeah. The fall is more open.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
This is nice. You did good in here. I like this.
Well,
this is nice.
Thanks. Yeah. I looked at it in the video.
Like a hairy star.
I looked at it in the video. Oh my gosh. You're playing with the treat.
Is that distracting you or bad? You're nervous about it? Or you don't like the noise? What's this doing to you right now, Mel?
It's just in the corner of my eye. I just see this, like, moving tinsel. I'm trying to talk. I can't talk. I brought this in as a fidget for you.
This is nice.
What I was trying
it's
to
making
say.
Making you fidget.
I know. I can't focus. What I was trying to say was. Stop. No. I added a tree topper.
Yeah, I see that. Here, let me see it.
No! It looks better on camera. I was worried about it because I just mishmatched a bunch of colors, but
it looks
with
great.
The white background, like, it all, Andy had a vision, and I needed to see it on camera before I was like, it works.
It works.
It totally works.
You did it.
So, here we are.
Yeah.
You know, designing Christmas backdrops.
Looks great.
Yep.
You did great.
But I didn't want to pay for a light up tree ornament.
Yeah.
Because that's like $25 more.
Yeah. No,
so I
appreciate it. And Andy did great with the lighting in here. So, you know, it's great. Mm-hmm. Looks great. And, you know, who needs the Rockefeller tree when we got this?
We got this, but we are going to see the Rockefeller tree.
We are. Yeah.
For the first time.
And that'll probably be a highlight of our year. Whatever your highlights of this show the last couple of years, send them to don'tmakemecomebackthere@gmail.com or comments on the Dustin Dickerson Comedy fans thread there.
Mm-hmm.
Send your highlights. We're doing a best of episode. You know, it's all about you. You tell us, what did you like the most?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. What made you laugh? Mm-hmm. What made you cry? What made your stomach hurt?
What made you cringe?
What made you cringe?
Yeah.
Someone commented cringe on one of ours recently. We had like a genuine moment. And I was like, oh, that's right. Men don't like when like they see love. Like, oh, this couple had an authentic moment. Cringe. Oh, I'm sorry.
We're not for everyone.
You know, sorry that we've fostered a healthy, happy love of 23 years of effort. And we know each other very well. My bad. Anyways, men are healthy.
What are you going to do?
We're doing great. Couple of emails before we get into the holiday hot takes and a weekend recap. One, Chase said, did I just hear you mention the band POD on Nateland? You probably did. You probably did.
We did. We did. We went down a little rabbit trail about secular music.
Yeah, they were a crossover.
Yeah, that was fun.
This guy knows some POD.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. POD. I don't follow any of that, so I don't know if anyone else rocked with that.
Everybody rocked with POD. POD was huge on Total Request Live. Like they were like that like the big one, Youth in the Nation, and then boom. Alive was the biggest one.
Yeah, Alive.
Alive was such a big song. Yeah. So if you're
I mean is since I don't follow any of the commenters on Nateland, I don't know if they liked that or not.
Well,
but he did.
You know, he did. Great. You know? Mm-hmm. So anyways, this one here is from Scott. Subject: first open mic. Hey, Dustin and Mel, I just did my first open mic at a local sandwich shop, and I have a whole new appreciation for professional comedians. I went into it feeling like my jokes were pretty good and then bombed pretty hard.
Local sandwich shop.
My goal pretty quickly went from getting laughs to just getting the girl at the center table to smile. So now that I've lowered the bar, I'm ready for round two. Thanks for the laughs, Scott. Oh, Scott's a patron. That's Scott. Well, yeah, welcome to comedy, buddy. It doesn't. That will keep happening for the whole rest of your career. There will always be. It'll get easier and you'll get better, but.
Always be someone in the front row with their arms crossed.
Yeah.
And smirking or.
I went to. So.
Furrowed brow.
Yeah. This is kind of getting into weekend recap. Also, that you want to do it again is a good sign. I always tell people, I'm going to get into comedy. I always tell them the same thing. I go, just start. You'll know very quickly if you would like to keep going because it's so bad at first. But so yesterday I was in L.A. I had a very L.A. experience. I went up. I got a $10 smoothie. It was delicious. Not the bougie one. That's what's that place called?
Air Warm.
Yeah.
There's like a $35 smoothie in L.A.
Yeah, which is apparently good. But
I think like maybe Justin Bieber's wife promotes it or
sure.
Yeah.
Great. Mm-hmm. Fantastic. It wasn't that one. And then I got a parking ticket and then I got some coffee.
Oh, in Silver Lake?
Yeah. And then I kept carrying that parking ticket and parking it illegally and I kept putting it on my thing. I was like, dashboard. Well, maybe if they see that I already got one, they won't give me one. So I used that as my parking pass for the rest of the time in LA. Mm-hmm. I went and picked up it was a $60 ticket, and then I went and picked up my $125 check that I had sitting at the Laugh Factory waiting for me. So I went and grabbed that. So I was like, all right, well, we're up. And I did Santino's pod, and which was great. And then I went to, I had to work out two shows. So I was prepping at the time for the Tonight Show, which means I'm running this 5-minute set all around town, and LA is a good time to do that, but it's hard to find good clubs on Monday. So I put into the Improv and then put into the Store. And the Improv has a promoted show. This guy Skyler does a yearly toy fundraiser show. He picks
kind of
the lineup.
A Toy for Tots kind of thing.
And the lineup's crazy. It's like Brett Goldstein. It's like just, it's like, there's no room for me. And he's like, dude, I wish you'd have told me that you were needed this five. And I was like, I told the booker. So I was in the lab, and the lab's the side room there. There's like 10 people. And then I went and did potluck. So potluck at the Comedy Store is every Monday, and it's just like a marathon show of comics and door guys, and people sign up to do 3 minutes. And Emily, the booker, I was like, do you have any room anywhere Monday? She's like, I can give you five at potluck. And you're like, okay. And I get there, and there's like, it's in the OR, the original room, and there's like 20 people. But there are a pretty good 20, and I was like, this is great. This is going to, This will work. They're laughing. They like jokes. Fantastic. The nature of this show is that people come and go, audience members, because it's like a 4-hour show. So you can have a whole different audience by the end of the night.
Yeah.
Funny you say that. They leave two comics before me, 16 of the 20 people. So now we're down to four. But there's also some riffraff in the back that I can't tell if they're comedians or if they're just patrons who are way in the back. Because this is Monday and it's L.A. and it's sunset and it's weird and it's Christmas. It's L.A. Mm-hmm. Part of L.A. is being as I walked out, I bomb. And I don't bomb. Actually, I have a pretty good set. But as I walk out, there's a guy in a dress and goes, "I'm not a hooker, if you're wondering." You're like, "All right, L.A. I got to." Great. And that's the Comedy Store. That's part of them. And I talked to Bobby Lee for a while, and it was great. And I saw a bunch of friends. It was great. It was fun. Mm-hmm. It was the stuff you do in L.A.
Wasn't the Christmas party the day before?
A lot of the staff was hungover.
Or not there.
There was a comic who lost her voice at the Christmas party, so she had the host read her act, and I laughed so hard. It was so funny. You know, he was just like a straight white bald dude, and he's reading her act. She's like, "You know, the struggle of being a bisexual African-American woman is," and I was dying, and she was doing little act outs. It was so great. It was very funny. It's everything that comedy, I love when comedy is weird, and especially in LA. It's supposed to, especially at the Store. That being said, I go up, I'm supposed to be running my Tonight Show set, and there's nobody there. I mean, it's like, and I tell them that out of the gate, and I have a very fun, weird set where I'm like, this is for the Tonight Show. What great practice this is. And I was like, there's more members of the Roots than there are in this room. And that works, and da-da-da. And the girl, they got the piano player. I'm like, "Could you act like your Questlove, please?" And, you know, and so I would tell a joke, and I'd be like, "Hold for applause, hold for applause, hold for applause." And I was like, "There's no applause." Someone's like, "There's no applause sign." You're like, "All right, well, I'll do jazz hands anytime they're supposed to applause." And so it was a fun set, but the point is, Scott, you're going to still have shows like that. I mean, yeah, that's why. Yeah,
that happened with Corden.
Oh, I bombed so hard right before I did Corden for nobody, but it's important.
Don't tell, and then you did it.
I just cannot. Yeah. That was a belly room show. I just cannot tell you how important it is in comedy to go to environments where you are still an absolute nobody and nobody cares, at least for me. And
I think you reach a level where you can't be a nobody.
You can't be a nobody. You can't. That is true. But you could still go to shows where they're apathetic about comedy at all.
It's true.
You know?
A sandwich shop.
Mm-hmm. And I think there is something to that. But I think I remember years ago, I don't think I've told the story on the pod, but like Nate was in town, he was doing the Balboa, and he was like, "Are there any spots or hangs or anything?" And I was like, "Yeah, there's this one show, it's kind of like a jazz show where like you play, but you do comedy and like a band kind of plays behind you, one of these type variety type shows." And he goes, "Yeah, I think I'm good." And he's just laughing. He's like, "I don't want to do that." And he goes, "I've jumped through my hoops." And I knew exactly what he meant, which is like, yeah, Nate's not going to do that OR room anymore. But he did. Yeah. He did for years. He did before anybody had heard of him. You know, same with Taylor, same with all of these huge comics. Yeah. Like, they bombed. You know, there's a famous story. I know I mentioned Santino a lot because I talked to him a bunch yesterday. But he told a famous story that Burr, he was just having some, like, just brutal sales weekend. And it was before Santino had really taken off. And he tells the story of, like, how important it is to crush to the abyss. And, like, just nobody. And I'm 50-50. It depends on my markets right now.
Yeah.
You know, like, or depends on the show.
So it was Santino. Was Burr telling Santino?
Yeah, and he's like, "You got to just learn to crush to the abyss, and you'll be ready, and it'll take time. What you're doing will take a little longer, you know, but it is important to have this crush to the abyss." So anyway, Scott, next time you're at the sandwich shop,
crush to the abyss.
It's good stuff. Uh-huh. Articulate guys, Andrew Santino. Yeah, you like it?
Mm-hmm. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
All right, so, I want to do a weekend recap. I kind of did one right there, but this is a quick one. Oklahoma, thanks for coming out, everybody. Oklahoma City, we did some shows there. I love Oklahoma City. I love the area that they put you in. I went to two coffee shops I want to give shout-outs to. One was Ends of the Earth Coffee. Christian, I think so.
I didn't catch it at first.
Ends of the Earth, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
It was very good. And then the one that was actually a little closer to me, which, gosh, what was it called? Willow Coffee Company is very good, too. And I got some beans from there. They were really good. And they also have, you know me, I'm just like, really what I want on the road, what makes me most happy is to, around noon, a dream scenario, around noon, I've done a little work, maybe gone a little walk, you know, I'm up, Adam, you know, it's a totally different life than you. I work nights. I have two shows that night, Mel.
I know.
And I go get my coffee, and then I walk to a juice place, and I get a green smoothie, and then ideally a little protein ball. I love a little protein ball. Mm-hmm. You do too.
Yep.
And they have a place right there across from the hotel called Wheeze the Juice, which I was like, is this a 90s reference to Pauly Shore? And then you go in, and it is absolutely, pull up Wheeze the Juice, Oklahoma City.
Wow.
Wheeze the Juice in OKC is, it's when you like look at pictures of the inside, it's all like, it's they have like a giant, oh, this is a cool website.
This is a cool website.
Yeah. Idea. Yeah, this is great. Yes. It's see all these are VHS tapes everywhere. This place rules.
That's awesome.
Wheeze the Juice. Also very good smoothies. All the yes, the VHS stuff. Yeah. It was so good. All the smoothies are like named like each day I got a green smoothie named the Dana Scully, which is from X-Files. And yeah, it's great. It's really great. It's a good website.
It's a good video.
This is really well done.
Mm-hmm.
Wheeze the Juice, OKC.
Great
check
colors.
It out. Yeah.
I really appreciate a new website that says, you know what? Color is a good thing.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Anyways, Mel, how was your Saturday morning?
Ooh.
Mel hates hearing about my Saturdays. This is why I've told you before, I think the busiest person in show business is still less busy than a working parent.
Mm-hmm.
Any working parent. Yeah. Any single one.
Yeah.
Where just you have a downtime that the working parent does not have. They just don't have it. Especially if they have a demanding job where you're like, maybe I got 20 minutes on my phone as I ate. Maybe. Mm-hmm. The working lunch, the time in your... I mean, anyways.
Yeah.
Busy folks.
You're just like, as a parent on the weekends, you're just like looking for windows and pockets to like get something done.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And the answer is oftentimes in the dark at volleyball practice, waiting for pickup.
Exactly. Yeah, I was going to walk last night while Claire was at martial arts, but then my son took my AirPods for his run, which I was happy to give him to, but then I couldn't pair my daughter's AirPods with my phone because it's different type of AirPod, and I didn't bring wires. And then I just sat in my car and texted my mom and sisters and did not go for my walk because I only had 25 minutes.
Well, we got a new car that has seat warmers, and it's hard to get out of the seat warmer during
winter. I didn't have the new car.
Oh, you didn't have the new car. Oh, I had the new car. For the smoothie I was getting in Los Angeles.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And no, Cafe Commissary.
You know what I did yesterday was FAFSA.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes, 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 yes.
Yeah, which is a government website.
Yeah, which are notoriously good.
Mm-hmm.
Smooth, and, easy to use. They look almost as good as Wheeze the Juice's website. Same designers, I think.
I mean, the juxtaposition of your 2023 taxes mixed with a government website that you have to enter all of your personal information and your child's and your spouse's on.
Yeah.
That's a good time.
I chatted with a new friend. We were funny for about an hour.
I have had the loneliest December.
And then I made a new friend in Andrew. And then after that, me, him, and the new producer who's also a new friend, we went and had some pizza. What?
I finished the sides on my daughter's Chipotle kids meal.
Yeah, if you want to know what being a parent is, it's eating your kid's quesadilla from Chipotle. That's what it is. It's just like, I'm not going to let this go to waste. And I ordered a salad, but what I want is that. Okay. I want the quesadilla.
I didn't order anything. Yeah.
Also, for the record, everybody, I have my long parenting days too. They're just not Saturdays very often.
I have a hack.
Yeah.
You get the...
Me. I am your hack. It's a self-insult.
Okay, so you order the...
Wait, this is a Chipotle hack?
This is a Chipotle hack.
Hold on. Okay. No. We got a Mel's Chipotle hack. Set this up. Mel.
So it's 10:30.
Okay, set this up.
It's 10:30 on a Saturday.
What's your Chipotle hack?
My Chipotle hack is when you're at a volleyball tournament and your 10-year-old wants a quesadilla.
Mm-hmm.
You go to Chipotle and you get the quesadilla meal with three sides.
Mm.
She only wants a cheese quesadilla.
Yeah.
So then you get...
beans and rice.
They don't have... Okay, you get... I do love beans and rice, but in this circumstance, you get guac, beans, and then their salsa.
Mm-hmm.
And then you add on a bag of chips.
A tortilla. Yep. There you go.
So suddenly...
Suddenly you got a plate of nachos.
Suddenly you got a meal.
Hey, can you just throw some cheese? Just throw it over.
And then you just put
I don't even need that full thing. Just
mix
the beans. Let me scoop it off the counter, cheese.
You mix the beans and the salsa. You got guac, chips. That's your meal. And then...
Your kid's leftover quesadilla.
Your kid doesn't... Yeah. She didn't like the crust corners of the quesadilla.
You mean the best part of the quesadilla?
So you eat that. Mm-hmm.
Great.
Yep.
It's a long December.
I knew it was going to be like this because you're traveling more than usual, and we have this big thing.
I don't think I'm traveling more than usual. This is
like
just what we
Monday,
do. Well, yeah,
gone
so are
Monday.
You.
No, I
oh,
know.
Oh, yesterday. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like,
yeah.
You came home from your weekend travel and then left again. That's abnormal.
Oh, not only did I come home from my weekend travel, I came home from my weekend travel, went and did a local corporate gig.
Yeah,
On Sunday, yeah. And then went to L.A. because the Santino thing and the Tonight Show happened almost simultaneously. Mm-hmm. And you're like, all right, well, now. So when we got that, I found out the day before Thanksgiving, you're like, things just got real busy.
And like,
but there's a carrot. We haven't done it.
Yeah. Yeah, but that's why it's been like a lonely December is because, I mean, I can like text my mom and my sisters and my friends, but I can't see them. I have too much to do.
Yeah, well, it's lonely for me too, and I'm not comparing. What you're lonely or doing a harder thing, but there is a loneliness. Loneliness hits so hard during the holidays. If you're alone or if you're away from your person, it's why I told you before, like, I hate holiday decorations at airports. I'm like, this isn't for me. I don't want this. Mm-hmm. You know, it's just there's something about you're surrounded by people who are together or you're watching things together. And we have the reality is we're shutting things down for a week and a half or so. And there's a nice carrot at the end with New York. Mm-hmm. But yeah, it's a sprint until then. I showed you the checklist that I made of drives and flights and hotel stays and sets I have to do before that. It got busy.
Yeah. And it's like the suitcases next to the Christmas tree is like not an aesthetic that you're like, you're not traveling to see family. You're traveling for work.
Yeah.
It just hits a little different.
Well, thank you for the sacrifice, babe. I know it's a lot.
Well, it's an amazing opportunity. And
Listen, I love Spokane, but I wouldn't call it an amazing opportunity. The Tonight Show is,
It's work.
It is work.
You got to work in December.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
I don't.
As much as you would like to just watch Christmas movies.
I told you I counted it. It was 48 weekends out of 52 this last year.
Mm-hmm.
People are like, when are you touring? Always. It's just what I do. I just tour. Yeah. I'm not, you know. And I've had, and that being said, we've spent a lot of time together this last year on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesdays, and some Thursdays and some Sundays, you know. Mm-hmm. And you guys would come from here and there. But It's a lot. And, you know, and you, the hardest part is your workload just gets so heavy when I'm gone. And now that the kids are teens and you're just, we do a thing a lot of time on Saturday nights or Friday nights when Joel's out, where even though I'm 2 hours ahead, I stay up and I kind of get Joel home because I'm up till 2 a.m. or whatever anyways. And I'm just texting him and tracking his location.
Yeah, and Gloria had to leave.
And you have to go to volleyball. Yeah.
She had to get up at 5:30 Saturday morning. So.
Yeah. No, I mean, yeah, for that's 40, not 48, but I mean, 30, 40 weekends a year, you're a single parent. So it's heavy stuff. You know, shout out to all those moms and dads and parents like you who are, you got people who travel for work or military or firemen who are just
like actual single parents.
Yeah,
right?
And actual single parents. Yeah,
totally.
Yeah, it's heavy stuff.
I wish
the holidays add so much more to do.
I wish the kids could come with us next week, but it's like finals week for high school.
I also I hope it went well enough. I get to do it again, and they can come. Yeah. But
it is a lot of pressure when you add more people.
100%,
and that's why. Yeah. So
the first time you do something like that, the last thing you want to do is like, let's travel with my family.
It adds a lot more stress and stuff.
Let's get to some holiday hot takes. One of them is those hot takes is don't have a husband that travels for work. That's one of them. this email right here is from Patrick. Hi, Patrick. Thanks for the email. Subject, Christmas ornaments. Hey, Dustin and Melissa. With 3 kids, you probably have a lot of handcrafted ornament or projects that they've made over the years. I'm curious, do you have a strategy for how to get these placed around a Christmas tree? Do you intentionally hide some of them in the back, showcase them in the front, or space them out? As an example, my wife was horrified early in our marriage when we joined my family for Christmas 1 year and discovered that my parents intentionally hid all the handmade kid ornaments that my sisters and I made, putting them in the back corner where no one can see them. My wife's family was the opposite, placing her ornaments right in the front. We're both huge fans of the podcast and are curious to hear how your listeners handle this annual decorating tradition. So, yes, your instincts are right. We do have a lot of handmade ornaments. I don't think we have a strategy to it because we're all just kind of grabbing them and hanging them, right?
I think it's the strategy would be like more is more.
More is more. So your Christmas tree had more as a kid when I saw it when you had more handmade stuff than mine. Probably because I was bad at crafts. I didn't bring anything.
Well, we had more children.
Yeah.
You had
by
two.
One.
We had four.
Four by two.
Yeah.
That's right. The toy cast is one.
I guess it depends on what you're doing, but kids do bring home handmade ornaments.
Yeah.
That's, in the elementary years. And the art teacher in me, I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I'm all for that. Now, I'm not trying to, present my tree as like some piece of art.
Yeah.
You know, I sometimes moms will have 2 trees.
Yeah.
One's like kind of family driven and then one has like a thematic, kind of thing going on.
Right.
Like a seashells or
yeah. The key is you have to weed some out though. Like
this is the funny thing is every year we put up the tree and we start putting ornaments on and then I find ornaments in the trash that you've decided to get rid of.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is a good ornament. And
no, it wasn't.
I put them back on the tree.
No, you do not.
Yeah, I do.
You dig all the stuff I throw in the trash?
Yes.
No, some of them I've seen, you're lying right now. The art teacher, I have seen you throw kids' crafts ornaments away.
If they like break,
You have a line they have to be of quality.
Yeah.
And durability.
The issue with the Christmas decorations is they always don't fit back in the tubs you have.
Right.
And then you have an overflow and it does feel good to kind of pare it down.
Yeah.
To be like, let's just get rid of a handful of these things.
Yeah.
Like not put them up this year and then maybe we just throw them away or donate them.
Yeah.
So it's a balance for sure. I mean, I think that's like all of your stuff.
If it's paper-based, it's going in the trash. Any of these paper ones they send home, you're like, what are you doing, man? I'm glad you're doing art with my kids.
The photos are cute.
Photos stay. I like photos, but.
The kids do like to find their crafty ornaments and put them, front and center.
Yeah, yeah.
So I think here's my line. when you decorate the tree as a family,
mm-hmm.
kids can decide where they put their ornaments.
Yeah, because a lot of time they
and
find theirs. Yeah.
If you grow up and move out, your parents can decorate their tree however they want.
Well,
because they're the ones putting it up and taking it down.
Well, you're wanting to, you're as soon as you can, you want a pink tree. You made that very clear. Because we went to Nordstrom to get my...
That's a big statement.
Yeah.
Like, I don't even... I like pink trees, but I'm also
I just can't believe I can't believe someone that grew up in the military and supposedly loves her country wants a pink tree. I just can't.
I'm not... I have not bought the pink tree.
I know, but you want it. It's because we had to spend a day in Nordstrom. And they
have
pink trees.
Yeah, we have a lot of pink trees in Nordstrom. They're pretty great.
All right, subject. Christmas hot take. This is from KCT. Actually, or Casey. Hi, guys. Not sure if this is more of a hot take or a tradition, but my mom and I go to Walmart the morning after Christmas, often mm-hmm. waiting outside in the Pennsylvania snow, and we buy the gift sets of Christmas stuff for 50% off. We snag gift bags, tissue paper, wrapping paper, and even the razor shaving sets. For context, I just ran out of razors that I bought last year at Christmas, so to me, it's worth it, but I'm interested in what you think and what others would think. I'm going to tell you straight up, I love that. I love that you do it together.
Mm-hmm.
I know it's busy. I like being in the hustle and bustle of the mall.
It can be fun.
It's very mm-hmm. fun to mm-hmm. me. And it's as long as it's not like Jingle All the Way, I'm trying to find a thing. The mall's fun. Malls are magical during Christmas,
mm-hmm.
you know?
Yeah.
The mall is like, during Christmas is the first time that's as magical as when you were a teenager.
Yeah, and I think with the kids, like, it is the time.
Yeah.
Like, you know, I went to the mall with my mom.
Yeah.
And now with, like, online shopping, you're like...
Yeah.
It's, you know, it's not a shared experience.
Yeah.
You know, when you just click malls, add to cart.
It does show how magical malls are that Amazon hasn't killed them. Because you would think Amazon would have killed the mall by now, but it hasn't. Malls are great. Still, people still like going.
You still have to try on specific things.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But, or return them.
Yeah. And so. They don't have fresh Wetzels.
You can't get Wetzels online.
You can't get. I mean, you probably could. I would never.
But you're just.
I would never. Go ahead.
Putting add to cart and then a Wetzels truck shows up at your house or something.
I would never.
Like a little scented thing when you open the box. Just
yes.
A burst of sugar and cinnamon.
Yeah.
Yeah, I would never DoorDash Wetzels out of respect to the mall. You know, it's just kind of part of going to the mall. You know, it's great.
Mm-hmm.
I want some right now.
The smell.
I like that. So I like that a lot. Mm-hmm. And for years, when I remember to, I often forget to, but I've often gotten our Christmas decorations.
Yeah, we buy our Christmas tree.
Yeah,
Home Depot.
I like to, if I remember, I always forget the last couple of years.
It depends where you are. And
yeah.
Like, we're going to be seeing some family on the 26th. So
are we?
We're probably not going to be like going to Target to get the tissue paper.
Yeah. Didn't something else just come out on the 26th too that you're, oh yeah, I was trying to get the bros to come over. The bros being Joel's friends because for Sunday night football. Or Thursday night football. So,
yeah.
Here we go. Let's see here. This is from Christopher Buck. This is on the Facebook group.
Parental warning. Next comment may include sensitive information about Santa Claus.
This is from Christopher Buck. He says, this may be niche, but teaching your kids about Santa won't affect their belief in God once they figure out Santa isn't real. But finding out your 8-year-old doesn't believe in Santa anymore because Santa is used the same wrapping paper as last year will affect the joy of Christmas a little more than you realize. I 100% agree with that. And I've lived that 3 times over now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I definitely reuse all the wrapping paper.
Yeah. But the Santa idea, if you do mm-hmm. Santa,
mm-hmm.
like I've said this before, I'll say it again. To me, Santa is like potty training. Like, your kid's going to figure out it eventually.
Mm-hmm.
There's
That's
no
the way of putting it.
There's mm-hmm. no rush. They're going to figure it out. And if they don't, there's other problems at hand. You know, like mm-hmm. They're going to figure it out one way or the other. And if you don't want to do Santa, great. I don't care. Don't do Santa. And if you don't want to do Elf on a Shelf, don't do it. I don't care. But
right.
it doesn't really affect them long term. They find out at their own. I only had one kid straight up ask, and by that time she knew it wasn't. Anyways, life just kind of has a way of teaching you, but it does make it a little less, take some of the spark off.
You know? The magic of Christmas morning.
I get more and more the travel holiday family thing that they're like, we're all going to Hawaii or whatever, because you're like, we're just kind of trying to create something different. We're trying to create a different kind of magic.
We've tried so many times. Our kids are very opposed to a non-home-based Christmas. Yeah.
What was the elf on a shelf discussion we were going to have? You wanted to...
Oh, I just... Like, our elf hasn't come out this year. Because usually we always wait until the kids start talking about it.
Yeah.
And then the elf finds a way.
Yeah.
And it hasn't been talked about. And... Our youngest wanted to do the tricking and the riddles, but then she hasn't thought of it again.
Yeah, I think she realized how much work it was.
It is a lot of work.
You hope as your kids get older, you really hope as your kids get older and they have their kids that they look back on maybe their first or second Christmas and like, wow, mom and dad really put a lot of work into that.
And money.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
You hope.
Yeah.
We'll see. Mm-hmm. That's why you do it, for the praise from your children.
Yes.
Okay. This is from Matt. Matt McNamara. Every year, Santa brings socks and underwear for Christmas. My dad got the idea from an old TV show called Soul Man with Dan Aykroyd. I'm a soul man. I started dating my own wife in October. She didn't know about the tradition until Christmas morning. The look of shock was priceless.
Just the girlfriend.
Yeah.
The girlfriend of, he brings his girlfriend to Christmas morning.
Yeah, and she's
she gets socks and underwear.
Hmm.
Yeah.
She's like,
I could have had a warning.
Yeah. Little heads up would have been nice.
That's funny.
You know, Christmas changes a lot as an adult. And one of the ways that it's changed for me is that I would love socks for Christmas. You got me socks, and I wear them. I put them on, and I'm grateful for socks. Socks, I think you give socks as gifts to your kids. It's like an ongoing joke about, like, I don't want socks for Christmas. And I think of parents are like, no, actually, they're great. This is a great gift. You wear socks every day. Socks wear down
very
so
useful.
Fast. They're so useful. I want socks. Socks might be the only thing I want for Christmas anymore. Like a nice pair of socks that for the different seasons.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I got a winter sock.
That's
I got an ankle sock. I need an athletic sock. You know, I need a walking sock. I need a hiking sock. I need a lot of different socks in my life.
So you're going to be happy when I get you socks?
I will be thrilled when you get me socks. I like the socks. You got me socks last Christmas, and I put them on, and it makes me happy. It makes me believe in everything. Okay. Socks are the best gift as an adult for me. Give me socks.
All right.
I want socks.
Great.
High-end socks, not cheap socks. I don't want crap. I want you to give me a high-end. I want a top-shelf sock.
Yep, that's what I got you. Mm-hmm.
Give me socks, baby. That's that's one of the biggest changes for me as an adult.
I had Stance socks. I kid you not, that lasted for 5 years.
Yeah.
Like,
great.
That's a high quality sock.
It is a high quality sock. Yeah.
I
don't even need
practical.
You give me a good enough sock, I don't need a shoe. That's what I want. Yeah.
It's a practical gift.
I want my stocking full of stockings. Socks wrapped in socks. That's what I want. Socks for Christmas. I want them so much.
Socks and socks.
It's all I want. All I want for Christmas is socks. All right, this is from Stacy. Thanksgiving is a great time to go away somewhere fun with your immediate family, ditch the traditions, and then sometimes the stress and the sometimes stress family dynamics. I would do it every year, but some of the relatives don't like missing out on the family time. Also, we don't all have to have matching Christmas pajamas for a perfect Christmas morning photo.
I agree with that. We just have a stash of Christmas pajamas that we pull out Christmas morning.
Yeah.
And then we throw them at everyone and say, go put these on. But, like, we don't wear them.
Yeah. Did you wash them yet?
No.
No. Great. Well, you're going to have to wash yourself after we wear them.
Well, I mean, usually we just wear them for like an hour.
That's true.
But I might wash them.
And then we go to the beach. here we go. This is from Alec. Christmas hot take. Hey, guys, here's the hottest Christmas hot take in my house. Jesus wasn't born on December 25th. Here we go. My wife's family always celebrated Jesus' birth alongside all the usual Christmas traditions. They weren't crazy people. They had Santa, stockings, hot cocoa, Christmas music, gifts, presents. They just had a healthy serving of baby Jesus, too. My family, however, had no Jesus at Christmas. We weren't anti-Jesus, very pro-Jesus, in fact, and pro-Christmas. We did all the things, but we know history. The Roman Emperor Constantine took pagan holidays and Christianized them in the 4th century. Our church background is very literal and logical, so we never had a December church about a little baby Jesus. Never. In fact, we made a point of singing Silent Night in July to prove to who that's not a Christmas song. We celebrate Jesus' every day. We'd scoff, you know, like Jesus would. Now, if I ever want to get some nasty glares in my house, I casually mention in December, amidst my wife's low-key and very reasonable celebration of Jesus' birth, that he wasn't actually born in December. After 19 Christmases together, the words, you know, are banned in my home in December. I know I'm right, but also I know I'm definitely wrong. That's very funny. There you go.
That's good.
A couple more here.
So I guess they don't do like a candlelight Christmas Eve story.
Doesn't sound like it.
Silent Night.
This one is, I like this one. I've liked them all.
I didn't even realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a back seat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
This is from Bethany. Hey guys, one of my spiritual gifts is decorating Christmas trees. I have three boys. The oldest is 11, and the twins turn 9 next week. It's a lot of. I don't know if it's boys, but that's a lot of children in a close age range.
Yeah.
I have a Christmas tree downstairs that I let them decorate with all their Christmas ornaments.
Love it.
The upstairs tree is my tree. That I decorate by myself every year. There are no homemade ornaments, and everything matches. I also reserve the right to change the look every couple of years. It's seriously the best couple of hours every year. And then this is her tree. I'll send it to you, Andy.
That looks amazing.
This looks amazing. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's really.
That looks nothing like our tree.
Yeah. That's. I don't know if that you can zoom in there. That's the move. That's great.
I would call our tree eclectic.
Yeah.
At best.
This is a great tree.
That's a fantastic tree.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well done, Bethany. Very funny. They're like, that's mom's tree.
Yep. Yeah. It's good.
It's really good.
Mm-hmm. Way to go, Bethany.
Okay, here we go. This is from Dan. Dan gave us three. Daniel's a good patron.
Dan's always on it.
Mm-hmm. Hi, Dustin, Mel, and Andy. Here's my holiday hot takes. He gave us three.
Okay.
Number one, Thanksgiving is the best holiday. It's the only holiday that all you have to do is show up with a dish and eat.
If you're not hosting, but sure.
There's also like, you also don't have to do anything for 4th of July. You show up with a
grill,
thing of hot dog buns,
yeah,
thing of six pack. So I think I understand the sentiment there that Christmas is more work. It's not like you got to do a lot for Halloween, find a costume, you know.
Again, host the dinner.
Yeah. Well, people aren't having a lot of Halloween dinners.
The parents are. Mm. I'm joking.
I think that's us. Yeah.
I'm being silly. You always gotta make dinner.
Well, yeah, every night's got a dinner situation. Yeah. Number two, purchasing Christmas presents should be reserved for your spouse and your children. If some 35-year-old pouts that you didn't get them a present, let their therapist deal with it. Oh, Dan.
This is kind of what we said.
Yeah.
But
spicy Dan takes.
But I do.
Daniel.
I do think you reach an age, it's kind of like with birthdays, where like unless you're paying and planning it.
Yeah.
You can't expect a bunch of people to drop everything and like plan you a party, get you a gift.
Yeah.
Pay for, you know, dinners out. You know, like there is a like you're an adult now.
Yeah.
You gotta contribute.
Yeah, I mean, I just, yeah.
You had your little kid years.
It's not about you. Not anymore. That being said.
Maybe turn it on. Yeah. I guess that's what it is. They're like, I'm spending so much time on my gift giving.
Yeah.
But, yeah.
It just changes so much. There's not a lot of stuff. I mean, I'm pretty sure last Christmas you didn't even enjoy. Last Christmas morning was not like a fun day for you. You just woke up in kind of a funk, little Ebenezer, Scroogey. And we're like, is mom happy?
No, you know what's really difficult? This goes back.
Don't say you did everything for Christmas because that is not true. I'm not going to hear that. There were years where that were true. My two job years, yes. But I don't even think you did more for Christmas than I did last year.
Let me talk.
Okay.
It's really difficult when people open gifts and then they look to you to like fix everything.
Well, that's the teenage gift problem.
And that's why I'm doing what I did this year, which is like try it on now. If it doesn't fit, I don't want to spend Christmas like packing a package to return.
Right,
and like,
right.
It's kind of like you got to build the playhouse before Christmas morning or the.
Right.
What's the car? The little Tykes car.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Little Tykes,
guy.
Little Tykes. Tiny Tykes. Tiny Tykes?
No, it's Little Tykes. The little yellow.
The wiggle car thing.
No,
the big red car.
The big thing with the big. Yeah, we get it.
You're talking
it's
about
red
the,
and
the yellow.
Yellow
yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
It's Little Tykes.
No.
Yeah, you had it right.
I know.
I said Little Tykes, right?
Okay. There's a name. You said Tiny Tykes. Sorry. What? We're going on the wrong way.
No, I said Little Tykes, and then we.
No, you said Tiny Tykes.
The Cozy Coop.
Cozy Coop.
The That's Little Tykes Cozy Coop.
Thank you. I knew it had a name.
Gosh, this has been. The Cozy Coop has quietly been the best children's toy for 20 years.
No, 40, 30? No, it's actually our kids. Once our kids started standing on top of it,
we had to it became a convertible. What a perfect little thing the Cozy Coop is.
It's a wonderful, wonderful car.
Yeah.
But anyways, you try and prep everything ahead of time, but like, you know, it's like Alexa's or something.
Yeah.
You're like, I can't set this up right now. Or like AirTags.
You're the tech stuff.
Please don't. I don't enjoy doing that stuff.
Yeah.
And so it feels like for Christmas morning, I got another list of
tasks. Yeah.
I don't care. It's just like, can I just have a break for a minute?
Well, yeah, you know?
Because then you're like downloading apps.
Well, last year we did have a particularly tough one where one of the kids was very unhappy with a couple of the items, and it's hard to explain to them. You're like, this is an easy fix, but they want it to be perfect, right?
You're like, this is the link you sent me.
Yeah. Goodness gracious.
But it's tough. It's tough. You know, so I think that was a little much for me.
Yeah.
I can't remember entirely.
Well, I mean, this Christmas season, remember parents, your teammates. You know, you got to work together on this stuff. It's not a competition. I mean, it is a competition to beat the children. Not literally beat them, but, you know, to emerge victorious on Christmas morning that they're happy with how things went. And it's very easy to turn on each other. It's very easy.
It's a lot of compromising.
Yeah.
You know, this is the plot of Christmas Story with the BB gun. Like,
yeah.
you're like, how and when and can, you know?
Yeah.
I don't know.
So. Yeah, work together. Be patient. Take a lot of deep breaths, you know? Remember.
Take a lap.
Remember in mid-October when you really loved each other. Like as a family. You were all one. And you're going to be there again soon. But you just got to, I mean, you're looking for batteries. You're charging devices.
Yeah, you're reading tiny little toy manuals. And
you're trying to assemble the cozy coop.
Getting the drill out.
And you got to charge the drill battery. And you got to, you're doing it wrong. And the mother-in-law's texting. And they want pictures. And everybody's sick. But we're teammates here. We're on the same team.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. That's like, I don't, this is so dumb, but I'm going to say it anyways. We're at the state cross country championship.
Yeah.
Joel's, I started a parent group chat.
Mm-hmm.
The whole time Joel is racing and I'm trying to keep track of times and positions and we're all separated. The group chat's going off in my pocket. Like, have a great time at state.
Yeah.
And I'm like, stop.
Yeah. Well, it's the same thing with like Christmas morning where it's like, can you make sure to send pictures of the gift that I sent the grandkid? And you're like, you could have flown here. You could be here. You could see a real life picture in the flesh. But instead you sent this little thing the kid doesn't like about and some See's candy. See's does hit.
See's candy's good.
Around. Lastly, this was all.
You pulled in a lot of different directions. That's kind of my point.
You're on the same team, is what I'm saying. We are teammates. Us versus the kids. That's it. All right.
You got a new pilot to do list after you open the gifts.
Yeah. Yeah.
Because you're still a parent.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And if you can get through it, you did it. You just get your returns and then just. And then there's gonna be a Monday morning where the trash guy hates you.
And then on January 9th, the children will go back to school.
Well, on January 1st, you set a New Year's resolution because you've gained 60 pounds. Number three, this was from Daniel. New Year's resolutions suck. I don't want to know about your new year, new me journey.
Yes.
Just do whatever it is you're going to do. I'd like to be surprised that you're less fat in June.
Oh, shots fired, Daniel.
Daniel's coming in hot. And he said, our Thanksgiving plans change when the family members set to host this year found out they will be in jail for the holidays. Thanksgiving with the in-laws came early this year. Let this serve as a reminder to not drink and drive. Daniel, sound like you're in my family. Hey, that's very relatable.
So we were at Balboa Park and we couldn't get our lift. I told this story last week. And I did a Mel thing, and I decided to order carne asada fries.
Delicious. Delicious. What a win.
Like, why not?
San Diego Christmas right here.
And then Claire finished her quesadilla. She wanted to walk to the Uber, and so I was like, fine, I'll carry my fries.
Right.
So I'm eating as we try and find an Uber around Balboa Park, and then I was like, I'm going to throw these away because I'm stress eating. And Claire goes, Mom, what's that?
What's stress eating?
The holidays.
Yeah, yeah. It's my nickname for you. You're all right. Here we go. Let's do last two more. Here we go. This is Aaron sent us holidays rankings. This is Aaron's holiday rankings. Aaron says, I have a number of hot, cold, and otherwise on Thanksgiving specifically, but the one I will share is the way I think of the holidays in general. I see Halloween through New Year's as days of the weekend. Halloween is a Thursday. This is great. I love when people do stuff like this.
This is okay.
I love creative people. Mm-hmm. Holidays a Thursday because it kind of starts the holiday season off, but we still have to go to work and make it through the day until we can get to go into the neighborhood. Thanksgiving is Friday because, like Friday, we still have work to do for Thanksgiving if you choose to cook your Thanksgiving meal.
Mm-hmm.
But once the work is done, there's a lot of laying around in sweatpants. Christmas is clearly Saturday because everyone likes it the best and we get the day off. New Year's Eve / day is clearly Sunday. I don't think I need to explain why. You're right. It feels like a Sunday. 4th of July is Wednesday. The space between St. Patrick's Day and Easter is Tuesday. It's great.
Wow.
It's really good.
That's good.
He like is that. Right. New Year's Day does feel like Sunday. It's like it the Sunday
the
of
the,
mm-hmm. New Year's Day is the Sunday of the year. It's just that's very good. Really good.
It's time to get ready.
That's great mm-hmm. work. Mm-hmm. Great work. What a great email. Very happy with that. That's the world I live in. I like
you're in the same you're on the same wavelength.
I loved that's one of my favorite uh-huh. emails I've ever gotten. I loved every bit of that because that's how I think about the world. So
yeah.
All right, last one. This is from Michael. Michael Morris, and this is a Facebook group. My hot take is why did someone invent Elf on the Shelf? If shopping was not stressful enough, us parents had to move that elf every single night in our house in different locations to show our kids that he is magic and has the direct connection to Santa. And there's one reason that Elf on a Shelf got invented, in my opinion. Well, two. One, hit me.
Capitalism.
Capitalism and social media. It's a social media tradition.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you, if you...
do it for the gram.
How do I say this gently? You're like...
No, it's...
If you're posting your elf on a shelf every day on your Instagram, that's for you, not for your kid. And that's fine. That's fine. But, like, your kid doesn't care. Maybe they're like, they just wake up and they go, huh. And then a bunch of other moms are like, oh, my gosh, ah, fire emoji. That's so creative. I'm going to steal this, you know. And you're like, cool. You made him
a bubble bath.
You made him a bubble bath of marshmallows.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, fun. You got some cotton swabs and he's on a cloud.
He's a, you know, yeah. A string of lights.
Oh, yeah. Cool. You built a small engine plane that he circles around the house all day long. Okay. Did your kid even see it?
Oh, you made him a pole dancer on the KitchenAid.
Yeah. Great. Yeah. Tis the season.
He does tend to be pole dancing.
Yeah. Oh, he's got a little small beer. What? Who's this for? All this does is make other parents feel worse about their parenting. Real parents wake up and they go, oh no, and they throw him in the tree. Ah! That's real parenting. Who's this for? Oh, he's... hanging from a small little rope that comes down the chimney and what is this? Oh,
he's strangling himself with curly ribbon.
Yeah. Oh, fun. Oh, looks like he had a good time with the Barbies last night. What? These are getting oddly adult themed.
Oh, he had to go outside and take a breath for 30 minutes.
Yeah. All right. Who's this for? All right. Happy holidays, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
Hey, everybody. Want to give a special shout out towards Essential as Oils patrons. That's our $25 a month and up. Thanks so much for giving to the pod and getting a little back. That is Adam Bush.
Avril Griffiths.
Allison Nelson.
Andy and Darlene Gerton.
Avery Starr.
Bonnie Galindo.
Brandon Schoenberger.
Carrie Teague.
Christopher and Bridget Finlin.
Code to Grow.
Courtney Eibling.
Damaris Diaz Stevens.
Daniel Owens.
Dave and Melissa Cox.
Dave Hoagland.
Dustin Daly.
Jason and Francis White.
Jen Thirk.
Jessica Hanrahan.
Jonathan Rivera.
Jordan Cowan.
Juliana Smith.
Lori Amos.
Lauren and Nick Rachel.
Matt and Sam Slazdom.
Michelle Caslon.
Nicole Carraz.
Norman Perron.
Preston and Rachel Wilson.
Rachel Kennedy.
Robert and Nellie Capen.
Scott Elliott.
Stephen Menya and Tiffany Payne. Thanks so much, everybody.
You.